USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Two Orlando police officers are in critical condition after they were shot during a traffic stop last night.
Officers were investigating a vehicle wanted for a homicide in Miami. During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers. The suspect then carjacked another car, and a vehicle pursuit ensued.
Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith said the suspects remain on the run. The officers are being treated at Orlando Regional Medical Center. Former President Trump's election case is now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea. That was confirmed by Russian officials and social media footage. The strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine on the same day. A massive operation that authorities say made billions of spam calls has been hit with a major fine.
The largest robocall network that the United States has ever investigated is accused of calling over a half billion phone numbers during just 3 months in 2021, making more than 5 billion calls for auto warranty scams. The FCC has fined the operation a record $300 million for violating U.S. telecom laws. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to reply to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order. Smith made the request Friday, prompted by Trump's Truth Social post stating, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." And the Mega Millions jackpot is climbing sky high. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's jackpot in the multi-state lottery game will be worth $1.55 billion. This is USA News.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Florida Governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis has labeled former President Trump's 2020 election theories as unsubstantiated. Speaking to reporters in Iowa, DeSantis stated that Trump's claims of a rigged election lacked evidence. However, he did criticize the way the election was conducted and the alleged collusion between federal agencies and social media firms for information censorship. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. Travis County Judge Jessica Mangrum temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. Mangrum also shielded doctors from being prosecuted for performing abortions if they determine the pregnancy poses a risk to the patient's life. The suspect who turned himself in for the deadly New York City gas station stabbing of a man who was dancing to a Beyonce song has now been charged by police.
Police have confirmed to 710 WOR the teen who fatally stabbed O'Shea Sibley has been charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon and possibly a hate crime. A New York City councilwoman says the teenager turned himself in on Friday, but his name has not yet been released because of his age. The news comes ahead of several memorials planned in honor of Sibley. Beyonce posted "Rest in Power, O'Shea Sibley" on her website. The suspected hate crime against Sibley, who is a gay man, has outraged the LGBTQ plus community. I'm Jacqueline Carl, New York.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98, was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.